Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that the recent hurricanes that rolled through our state have presented some new challenges for our energy infrastructure and for the regulators who control utility charges to consumers. Connor Harrison is a geography professor at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, and we have him on the phone. Connor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, first of all, how does geography and the energy infrastructure and I guess the utility regulators, how does all this fold in together?
Okay. So if you think about geography, it's the study of how people impact their environment. And that can be sort of the natural environment, the urban environment. So it's all those ways that people and the environment interact. Energy and energy production, energy consumption obviously have a really big impact on the places that we live in a huge variety of ways. And if you want to understand how energy is impacting the world, specifically the electricity industry, then you have to understand the way that it's regulated. So the work that I do is looking at how our electricity system works, how it functions, how it's changing, and then how those changes are impacting the world that we live in.
Well, walk us through then the recent hurricane situations that we had to deal with here and how that has affected our state's energy infrastructure.
Sure. So if you think about the electricity infrastructure in South Carolina, which predominantly we're going to be served by a couple of different investor-owned utilities, especially in the way that we transmit our electricity. So how do we move it long distances? And so those utilities are Duke and Dominion. Those utilities also serve other states. So the recent hurricanes that we saw, they took a path that hit a lot of those different states. And these were some hurricanes that caused, you know, enormous amounts of damage, I think, as we all saw, especially Helene, which had great impacts in the upstate of South Carolina, but especially over into North Carolina and the Asheville area.
And that was sort of new for our state, wasn't it? Hurricanes hit the coast, and we hear about coastal damage and the coastal problems, but that far inland that they affected us this time was kind of a new situation.
Yeah, very new. But if you talk to some of the people who are involved in the emergency planning for the state, they'll tell you that they've been really concerned about the potential for massive flooding in the upstate of South Carolina, in large part because it just hasn't been hit and they don't have the sort of institutional knowledge that's been built up in the coastal areas.
And so I guess this is what you are referring to as some of the new challenges now that are out there for us?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, if you look at a hurricane like we've been facing, the chances are that these things are going to increase. So while we might see some more damage in the upstate, it's going to be highly likely that we're going to see more damages coming along the coast. And as you know, the coastal area is also an area that's seen a huge increase in population. So as those storms, you know, continue to come in, as they become more frequent, potentially more costly as well as they start to hit some of these more populated areas. So, for example, Duke estimated that their cost of storm restoration between the multiple states was going to be between $2.4 and $2.9 billion, which is a pretty substantial amount of money.
And so the regulators then are also faced with some challenges because of these increased costs.
That's correct. Yeah. So typically the way that these costs are paid for is done on what's called a cost recovery basis. And that basically means that the utility spends the money to restore power, and then they're granted permission to recover those costs through customer bills. And as you can imagine, a $2.5 billion cost is going to have a pretty substantial impact on bills. So there's different ways that regulators are trying to make sure that the costs that are being accrued are you know, accrued on an appropriate basis. And there's also really concern about how, you know, increases in utility costs are going to impact customers who are already facing, you know, rising housing costs, just having to deal with inflation over the last few years. So there's a lot of big challenges out there for our regulators.
And I guess we won't really know how they're being dealt with for many months now.
That's right. Yeah. So since it's done on a cost recovery basis, that means that the Duke or Dominion will file a case with the regulator. They'll tell about the costs that they've incurred, and then it's up to the regulator to decide how many of those or the extent of those costs that are going to be recovered by the utility.
Well, Connor, thank you so much for sharing this information with us.
Thanks for having me.
Connor Harrison is a geography professor at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.